coming in.
Keep it locked right here. You are listening to MTMB Sports.
What's good, everybody? It's your man, the myth, the legend, the voice, bringing you this week's Time Out. This is where we take a step back and assess the game of life, looking to God for strategies to bring us true success. This week's thought, Insecure. And no, we're not talking about the show Insecure, but actually being insecure in your feelings. Leon Edwards was out of it in his fight versus Usman. His body would not do what his mind said. And regardless, in a fight situation, it's never over until it's over. He stayed in there and he got a clean head kick KO. You know, even Edwards said he began thinking that, you know, it might just be the last blip in the line of his career setbacks. I mean, let's look at his career setbacks. He was supposed to fight Woodley, who had just lost to Usman, and then COVID shut down the world. The lockdown happened. So that fight was canceled. He poked Bilal Muhammad in the eye in his first fight back, and it looked like, you're going to be set back again. Then they put him in against Nate Diaz, which we already talked about. He lost to Nate in prior rules because he almost got knocked out in the last round. And let's not forget that after he fought in the UK, beating, I believe, Darren Till, that he was the recipient of a three-piece and a soda. No, that was actually the giver of the three-piece and a soda beat Till. Anyway, he won his fight, but he lost because he launched Masvidal into stardom by getting pieced up on behind the scenes. So all these things happened to kind of derail his career, and it seemed as if it was going to happen again. His corner had to remind him who he was and what he was there to do. Dean Thomas said that Rocky was checked out because he wasn't looking at his corner in the eye. And he was right. But he missed the final part of that conversation where his corner man grabbed Rocky by the shoulders, made him look him in the eye, and then he spoke life into him, saying, "Keep trying, mate. You more than deserve to be here. You can beat this guy. You can do it. Just go out there and do it." He found the perfect opportunity. Usman thought he was setting a trap. He didn't know he was walking into a trap. Edwards baited him with a technique that he had been drilling due to his corner's film study of the Nigerian. Pound for pound, headshot, dead. Edwards snatched victory from the jaws of defeat and left no doubt that he was the champion. The corner said to him, "Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Pull it out of the fight. Come on, let's go." Next thing we hear, "Look at me now. Look at me now." Despite him working on his crops, because this is someone else who kind of pulled it out of the fire and won, and that would be Gideon. He was working on his crops in secret to avoid a fight. He didn't deny the angel's statements about him being a mighty warrior. His age and how his family was viewed brought insecurity. He was insecure when it came to God and his power also, though. Like Rocky, he had to be reminded of the power that was behind him. The angel said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. Go in the strength you have and deliver Israel from the power of Midian." What was the power that Gideon had? It was the power of faith, because he believed God. Indeed, just as he said, the Lord delivered the army whose camel were without numbers, said that they just looked like a swarm of locusts out there, the army itself, and you couldn't even number all the camel. He defeated them. God showed that he was with him by defeating that great number of people with 300 men. that were chosen by God to strike fear into their hearts. He called the enemy's armies to turn on each other, or should say he caused them to turn on each other. And all of this was done through faith. The one that asked God for confirmation twice had faith. That guy, Gideon, yes, he did. When faith is low, you can look to God for confirmation. Jesus in the garden asked for confirmation. And like Jesus, the result of Gideon's faith was the saving of many lives. So here's the play. We all deal with insecurity. If you're in Christ, you can far surpass your wildest dreams with the power at work in us, His Spirit. Learn to trust Jesus. He will take care of you. This timeout is dedicated to my cousin Jackie Hall, who passed recently, and actually whose funeral services will be held the day of this recording. I am grateful for what God has done through you for so many people, including myself. All right, it's time to get back in the game of life. This has been this week's time out. Until next week, ready, break.
Sports fans rejoice. You're listening to My Team, My Voice with MTMV Sports.